Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Barkley won't go on the cheap. Goodison exit looks likely for Ross Barkley, but Everton want £30 million for him. Morning to you, Al.
Hi, good morning, Steve.
£30 million, eh?
Sounds a lot of money, doesn't it, really? But I just really don't know where this Ross Barkley situation is. It's been rumbling on and on and on, and now you've got Wayne Rooney coming out and quoted as, you know, pleading with him to sign a contract. I think Everton fans are somewhat, you know, mixed as to the opinion as to whether they want him to stay, given the, you know, the plethora of signings that have arrived at the club. Whether Everton can get 30 million, I suppose they can, given the current market, Steve. I mean, prices have just gone off the scale, haven't they? Some of them are astronomical, and you know, lots of fans are asking whether players are worth, you know, X amount or Y amount, and I suppose it's just irrelevant, really. If the clubs are going to pay, then that's the going rate. So if Everton want to hold out for 30 million, then, you know, that's their prerogative.
We're talking about him now, but let's face it, he's not really the central topic of debate for most Everton fans, because their attention has been sort of drawn elsewhere for the past month or so.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on there. That's exactly the way it's gone, and it's almost, you know, faded into the background, hasn't it, given Everton's high-profile signings of the summer. He's becoming almost the forgotten man. And when you think of how, you know, Ross Barkley came onto the scene in similar vein to Wayne Rooney, that shouldn't be the case. We've been talking about potential and development for all these years now, and some would say it's unfulfilled. Really, he's got ability, and, you know, Ronald Koeman knows that. He doesn't seem to have appeared to have got the best from him. Maybe there's some sort of mental aspect and attitude that still needs sorting out, but he's certainly got the ability. But I look at the top seven clubs, Steve, and wonder where he's going to fit in if he did move away from Everton in any of those sides.
Really good point made by MJ before. He was just talking about the high pressing style of play that Spurs do adopt, and Barkley having to fit into that, or indeed could he fit into that?
I always remain of the opinion that Ross Barkley is an instinctive type of footballer, and maybe finds it a bit more difficult to adopt a particular style. I think he's a player who, the more he plays off the cuff with a freedom rather than instruction, you get better from him. And in my mind, that's the way he needs to operate. So where he would fit into that Tottenham side in a pressing style of football, as you say, it's difficult to see, because you know, if you give him space on the pitch, he can exploit, and he's obviously good with the ball at his feet, and can express himself in that manner. But sometimes I think the disciplinary side of his game needs an awful lot of work, and you know, quite often people have said he holds onto the ball for too long, and when he's given time on the ball, that's where problems arise for Barkley. So, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? He's 23 now, and we're still talking about how much he's got to learn in the game. So, we're not his coaches, though, Steve, you know, and, you know, we haven't worked with him on a personal basis in that level. So, you know, the managers and coaches will know a lot more than we do about him.
If you're writing down a team now, if all the signings that Everton wanted to make came off, and you were writing down your Everton team now, though,
yeah,
would he actually get in the 11?
I think with all the signings that you've got, probably not. I've seen a few, you know, variations on these Everton lineups so far.
Well, go on, run through yours. Go on. If it was all to come to fruition,
I've just been away on holiday for a week. Steve, brains frazzled.
Jordan Pickford in goal.
Well, Pickford in goal. Coleman at right back. You've got Michael Keane now alongside Ashley Williams. You've still got Leighton Baines at left back. Snyderlin's going to play. In my mind, Idrissa Garnagay plays as well.
And Sigurdsson?
Well, Sigurdsson's not here yet.
No, but I'm saying if they all came off, if all these deals come off. So yeah, he starts, doesn't he?
So you've got Sigurdsson, you've got Ramirez leading the line, you've got Rooney still in there, which leaves one more place, doesn't it?
Yeah. Which is... For who?
Well, it's difficult to gauge, isn't it? It depends on the formation and the opposition, I suppose, that Ronald Koeman, you know, is wants to play, and who they're playing against. So you can have variations on a theme, but
That's very diplomatic of you, Al, isn't it?
Well, it is difficult. But, I mean, people talk nowadays that it's a squad game, and the squad will play a part, won't they? Particularly when you've got European football as well, and there will be games where, you know, even the high-profile players don't start. You know, and that's just the nature of football that we see now. So Everton need, and I think we've talked about this before, two quality players for every position, and they're almost at the stage where they've got that, you know, when you look at the squad. So, you know, there will be a place for Barkley, but, you know, if you know, these signings, even Sigurdsson comes off, where does Tom Davis fit in? You know, does that stunt the development of Davis, who came on so brilliantly well last season? You know, there's a lot of questions that will be answered over the course of the next couple of months, which is, you know, great for football fans, isn't it, in that regard? So
they seem to have at least two options for every place in midfield, and maybe a couple defensively. But have they got two options for each position going forward?
No, I think that still needs resolving, doesn't it, with the departure of Lukaku to United. But Sandro, you know, we don't know. I mean, he looks a fantastic, you know, snip, doesn't he, at the fee that he's come in for, and he's still a very young lad. Whether he can adapt to the Premier League straight away, he looks the type of footballer that will, by the way. But, you know, who else is there to support Sandro? You know, Lukaku is not there anymore. The youngsters who did well with England over the course of the summer, you know, Lukman and Calvert-Lewin, will they figure prominently? I still feel that Everton need another high-profile striker, really. Kevin Morales is still there on the books and, you know, more often than not plays as a wide man, although he has played up front, but you wouldn't say that he's the direct answer.
Yeah, so would you be a little bit concerned if it was Rooney and Sandro going into the season?
I think they still need another striker, Steve. Yeah, concern wouldn't be the right word because Rooney can still score on the big stage, I think. Again, it depends on formation and tactics as to where he plays. But if he plays in that hole behind the striker, I still feel Everton would need something else to support Sandro.
Right, just onto the pre-season tour then. For those Evertonians who made the trip to Tanzania, they'd have just about got home and now they'll be heading off to Europe. What a trip to start the pre-season with, goodness me.
That's what you call loyalty, Steve.
Isn't it just? I'm pretty sure I saw Neil Jones from The Echo write it took him 46 hours to get to that game.
Wow.
Now they head off to play FC 20 and Genk this week.
Yeah.
Do you like the look of Everton's pre-season?
I would have preferred it to be a bit stronger, actually, Steve. I think this has been muted from season to season, that Everton have not actually had, you know, massive, you know, quality opposition in pre-season friendlies. But it is what it is, and I think, you know, Koeman will get out of it what he wants. I think, Dutch opposition and, you know, German opposition and that, you know, they're reasonably enough, aren't they? And don't forget, Everton have got proper, real football to play, haven't they, in the Europa League qualifying game? You know, you might not say the opposition is you know, high standard, but it's still a game they've got to win. So I would have preferred it to be a little bit stronger.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.